944.
You lie.
You lie.
You lie.
You lie.
You lie.
Ah, Representative Joe Wilson, the first congressman in history to get rebuked by the bunch on the Hill. Are you surprised that for the behavior of screaming out, you lie, when he did that in the president's speech to, of course, both chambers, if you remember, last week on the Hill, and it has become the new phrase, the biggest two words here in the United States, both positive and negative. Brisk sales of T-shirts that say Joe Wilson for President 2012, but he does get the slap on the wrist. And as I said, I don't know that I'm surprised by that. We've talked about it a ton on America Tonight. It was party lines, baby. The House formally rebuking Congressman Wilson for shouting those two words at Obama during the TV address to Congress. So a very, very rare resolution of disapproval. In fact, it hasn't happened before, all by the Dems insisting that the South Carolina man had violated basic rules of decorum and civility in his outburst. Do you think that's true? It's funny, somebody said, hey, take a look at what Parliament does, and I did. Boy, they heckle Brown to death, laugh in the middle of some of the things that he's saying. But, you know, that's overseas. Many Republicans say the vote was a political witch hunt and a big waste of precious time and certainly taxpayers' money, even though they didn't agree with what Wilson did, a lot of them supporting Wilson big time, but yet taking a step back and saying, eh, he apologized, he knows he was passionate, he knows he shouldn't have done it, but he already did the apology thing, it was already accepted, there was no reason for this. Just so you know, the final tally was 240 to 179, pretty much along party lines, not completely, because there were seven Republicans who voted to chastise Wilson, and otherwise, as I said, definitely went with who's ever side of the aisle and whatever team they were playing for. Steny Hoyer, the Democrat from Maryland, the House Majority Leader, said, and this is a quote, I was watching this, the resolution is not about the substance of an issue, but about the conduct we expect of one another in the course of doing our business. And see, here's the deal. Should he have really made the outburst? Of course not. Joe Wilson himself said that. He said he was just overcome with passion. I told you this before. I did some checking on my own. I didn't take the mainstream media's word for it. And he is a very popular guy, actually, in Washington, even with a lot of Democrats. But, you know, it was obviously a shocker when he blurted that out. You heard in the beginning our little roundabout of different examples of people yelling out, you lie. As I said, it's become the big buzzword in less than a week on T-shirts, both positive and negative, all across the country. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, just to throw in what she said she was inclined to move on and not take further action against Wilson, but then decided once he would not apologize on the floor, that's what she wanted, then she said that enough was enough and they had to go in that direction. See, you know, here's the bottom line. And Wilson even said it because he had a chance to say something. He said he thinks it's clear to the American people that there are far more important issues that are facing us right now as a nation than what we're addressing right now. And when asked about was this a partisan stunt or not, which many, 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 many people thought, one of his fellow lawmakers in South Carolina said, not a partisan stunt. Don't think so. Don't think that that was anything to do with it whatsoever. All right, so your take on Congressman Joe Wilson. Did that really need to happen? You know my deal on this. Nah, it didn't need to happen. Too big of a waste. He already got called out on it. He already apologized. And now I guess we just, you know, move on. One apology was definitely enough. I'm going to throw out the digits throughout the show. Of course, you can participate. 800-259-1500. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. A lot of you have already sounded off, I think, once you heard earlier what happened on the Hill, and we'll get to the mail. You can do it that way, too, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. In the meantime, the health care debate, the tug of war on the Hill, we're going to go deep into this once again on America Tonight. How can we not? I still don't think we're going to see anything by the end of the week, but Baucus is determined to make this go forward without the Republicans, without that bipartisan support. Remember Obama's pledge last week to hold the overall cost of legislation to about $900 billion over a decade has definitely spread, even among Democrats, a little bit of concern. Because you got to think of it this way. I might have fuzzy math. You know, I went to Catholic school and was always getting beat up by the nuns for the lack of mathematical skills, I guess. I mean, I did okay grade-wise, but, you know, going up to the front of the board, doing the fractions, all that sort of stuff, not my thing. So anyway, even with my fuzzy math, that $900 billion is not going to be $900 billion anyway. If this whole thing were to be enacted tomorrow, let's say public option, boom, gets rammed through, whatever, it all goes into place, it doesn't actually happen until 4 years from now, which would mean Obama would be going through another election process. So he could claim victory on health care, but yet the actual price tag for health care, I fear, would be way more than $900 billion. Where do you get the number $900 billion by the time you switch everything over and by the time you lose a bunch of doctors and go through the scrapes that you would go through, obviously, with private insurance companies, and then the employers who ultimately, no matter what is said, no matter what rhetoric is coming out of Washington, they'd have to drop employees. They'd cut salaries, probably. If they're forced to have to go the health care route and they have to make it affordable, I fear what would happen to a lot of people's jobs. We're going to let you hear what the buzz is on the Hill about Baucus and trying to push this through, and will there be something by the end of the week from the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, because he made it official. He made it official Tuesday. Yes, we are moving ahead without GOP support, and we are going to unveil a detailed outline of legislation and convene the committee next week to vote on it. So we'll see if we hear it loud and clear by Thursday or Friday. Kate Delaney hanging with you. That's just the start of America Tonight. Coming up around the bend, we're going to talk about foreclosures. I said this so often when I've been on the show, like a year ago, we were talking about the crisis, the mortgage crisis, and how people were faring through it. And just take a drive through your neighborhood or adjoining neighborhoods and look and see how many foreclosures there are. I mean, we're talking about all kinds of people, all kinds of incomes. And I still think another shoe is going to drop in the mortgage industry, one that's kind of hush-hush, but it's the second wave, if you will. That means payments are due, balloon payments, all that sort of stuff. It's not all settled. So we're going to talk about that next and whether or not it's a good investment to pick up a foreclosure, maybe even a couple of properties. I know some people that are doing it without very much money. Is it the wise move to make? Joshua Blank examines that with us here on America Tonight.
And how much do you earn a year?
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Nail Congressman Joe Wilson, 240 to 179. They passed that resolution chastising him, right? It's a great, easy, open-ended question, fair or foul. But going a step further, boy, we've been talking about outbursts the last couple of days. And, you know, whose public outburst do you think was worse? Although it's tough to compare. You got someone from the music industry, someone who's a top echelon elite athlete in Serena Williams, and then, of course, the congressman in the middle of the president addressing both chambers in front of a televised audience, no less. So Kanye West, Serena Williams, or Congressman Joe Wilson. I'll tell you, I think the worst, honestly, was Kanye West. Goes on stage, grabs the microphone, humiliates Taylor Swift, and makes a complete idiot out of himself, then goes on Jay Leno the day after, but still really didn't apologize to Taylor Swift until a couple of days later. I think Tuesday was when he apologized to her, so that was a bunch of craziness by him. Do not, you know, don't get it. Don't get what was going on there. So I'm going to say that was the worst one. But there's more to this story. Everybody has an opinion on Joe Wilson, including former President Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter said that Wilson's outburst during that speech was an act based on racism and was rooted in fears of a black president. Wow. I mean, what a slam. You know, he was saying this when he was asked at a town hall meeting in Atlanta at his presidential center, that question, something similar to that question. He said, I think it's based on racism. There is an inherent feeling among many in the country that an African American should not be president. Said that this is a disturbing trend, along with equating Obama to Nazi leaders and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, he said those kind of things, this is Carter again, those kinds of things are not just casual outcomes of sincere debate on whether we should have a national program on health care. He said it's much, much deeper than that. Wow. So do you think when he yelled out, "You lie," and Wilson, who now is formally rebuked by the House for doing that, do you think it was because he was just over the top with what Obama was saying and was so passionate about and has been a lawmaker for a while and he just blurted it out? Do you think it was something that he did on purpose? Do you think it was because of the fact that he deep down is a racist, what Jimmy Carter is saying? I tell you, if I was Wilson, I'd come out with a statement immediately and I would refute that. I think that this really just happened. But once he gets wind of it, I have a definite feeling that he will say that, because I cannot believe that Wilson was motivated by racism. I don't think so. You know, I think he shouldn't have made the outburst, but I believe him. I believe that he was just over the top with what was going on, but I don't think it. You know, it's like when something doesn't filter through you and you hear something and you just bubble over. I think he just bubbled over. I mean, I think it was a genuine response, inappropriate or not. And I don't think it has anything to do with racism. I don't think he was motivated by that. I'm surprised at Carter saying that. But there are a lot of people that insist that there is thinly veiled, in some cases, racism happening big time in the first 7.5 months of this administration, of the Obama administration, that it really has nothing to do with the fact that people are frustrated by what Obama's doing and the stimulus and the constant spending of the money, et cetera, the things that, you know, let's face it, I rail on here on America Tonight that I see is going in the wrong direction. But a lot of people think that what they're seeing, the reaction on various things, has more to do with racism than frustration or disagreements on a direction that we're headed. So, taking it a step further, what do you say? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. All right, from "You Lie" in the House admonishing Wilson to Serena Williams, since I brought that up, which was worse. Serena Williams is still trying to move on from what she did at the U.S. Open. And in case you don't know, there's controversy dogging her because it was ridiculous what happened with Serena Williams. I mean, she let loose with an obscenity-laced tirade at a line judge at the U.S. Open who called her for a foot fault. And granted, maybe it was over-officiating. But what Williams is saying is kind of like Wilson. Wilson, who was saying he was passionate, Williams is saying she was in the moment and doesn't really remember her now famous outburst at the line judge who called the foot fault. It was like a 14-second rant that is played over and over, especially on sports talk shows across the nation for the last 3 days. But it was covered by all kinds of people in the media. She was saying it was a really tough point in the match, and it was really, really close, and I got a tough call that wasn't the correct call, so things got heated. And this is the number two player in the world. And whether you hate tennis, don't care about athletes, I guarantee every single one of you listening to me, driving around in your truck or your Kia or your Mercedes, you know who Serena Williams is. You probably know who Serena Williams is more than you knew who Congressman Wilson was until what happened last week put him on the front burner for many people as a target and as a hero for some. So in the case of Williams, I can't believe there's anyone who doesn't know at least what she does. She's number two, like I said, in ranking-wise in the world. She's insisting she doesn't recall moments of what happened, but that she apologized for what she did promptly and completely. And she said, "Look, I couldn't apologize any sooner. I learned from my mistakes. I was talking to Michael Strahan, the former Giants defensive end, earlier in the day, and he said, when you're out there, it's so intense, right? And you get a bad call, so it's like, what's going on? When you're in the moment, you're just there. You don't quite remember what's happening." So that's what she's trying to say. Here's the deal. You know, you'd almost buy that. She's definitely intense. She's definitely wildly successful, I think, because of that intensity and her passion as well. So I get that. I do get the outburst thing even with her. But the obscenities, you just know you cannot do that. And we're not talking about a little S, a little B dropping here and there. We're talking about full-on F words. In that 14-second rant and some of the things that she said to the woman, I mean, it's right there on tape. You cannot take that back. It's out there. You know, it's like when you, it's probably like a day in the life of Joe Biden, the vice president, when he wants to take it all back, but he just can't. And then the administration does it for him. We'd like to distance ourselves from the remarks of our vice president, Joe Biden, and he disappears for a couple of days. Then he's back out on the rubber chicken circuit again. Well, in this case, you can't do it. And she's saying, because she's getting asked about this so much, that she's not a robot. I have a heart and I bleed. And that's what, you know, what happened. So the upshot of what's going on with Williams is she gets a $10,000 fine for unsportsmanlike conduct, $500 for smashing a racket. She did that at the same event. They're talking about suspending her possibly so that she can't go into the, can't participate in the U.S. Open next year. And possibly taking away her prize money. They're investigating it. That's what's happening. In the meantime, what I thought was one of the worst things, the Kanye West deal, he gets nothing. I mean, what are you going to do to Kanye West other than people in the music industry bombarding the blogs and going on talk shows and trashing Kanye West as an idiot and how could he do it? Because the rapper decides to step on stage as she's getting the Best Female Video Award, take the microphone from her, and then proceed to say how great Beyonce's video was. I mean, I thought that was the most brutal thing of all. And then he didn't even apologize, really. He didn't apologize until she was on a television talk show. And then he decided to call in to with a radio interview to ABC, but he did it after she was on a show talking about that he hadn't apologized to her. So he didn't apologize right away. He didn't apologize after the fact. I mean, at least Serena apologized after the fact, and at least Congressman Wilson did, but he didn't deem it necessary until he was really called on the carpet. 800-259-5791. I'll meet you in a few here on America Tonight.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine stain-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter.
Ah, the scintillating tones, dulcet tones, probably be the better way to describe it, of Diana Krall. Always welcome on this show. Hey, everybody. Kate, hanging out with you coast to coast and everywhere in between on the show called America Tonight. We thank you. We're growing by leaps and bounds, thanks in part by all of you who are lobbying for us in other states to get on other stations in your neck of the woods, people who have listened to us, I guess, through the Internet and whatnot. We have some big announcements to make in the next couple of weeks, so I do appreciate that. We're talking about people who have now apologized for outbursts, things they've done. It's just been kind of right in a row. Serena Williams, Congressman Joe Wilson, and Kanye West over the weekend. Honestly, I mean, you really want to stack him up. He was pretty darn ridiculous. And, you know, you can look at all three things in a much different way, I think. But to me, it was more than poor decorum what he did to that poor Taylor Swift. And I know very little about the music industry, especially when it comes to pop singers. I certainly know who she is. But, man. Ridiculous. We're going to let you hear what Joe Wilson's wife had to say as she cut a little video, kind of a campaign spot. Her name's Roxanne. I thought it was pretty darn good. She was very honest in her feelings, and she kind of slams her husband a little bit in this and then praises him and talks about his work. I mean, this is a family that has four boys that all serve in the military. So let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, you know, Kate, I was watching O'Reilly, and I learned a couple of things that the Democrats in 2005 booed President Bush as he was speaking. You know, like, mm-hmm. You know, of them. I mean, listen to this here.
Where are you in 2005 when they booed President Bush?
They booed him.
camp, but that's not in the
Where were you when Pete Stark, Democrat from California, took to the floor and called President Bush a liar? Where were you when Barbara Lee, Democrat from California, took to the floor and called President Bush a liar?
See, that's a double standard there.
Yeah, but it's a little bit different. I think O'Reilly even said that than the one calling out thing, the screaming, you lie with both the senators and the congressmen there, and then what he was specifically
doing. Different if, yeah, I mean, there is different. One person calls out something is not as bad as 50 people calling out and booing.
Oh, you're just trying to defend. Listen, I love Joe Wilson. Jeez, I love the guy's passion. Let's give him credit. But it was poor posturing when he yelled it out. He's even said that, Tomas. He said, listen, have you done that? I've done that. I haven't yelled out and interrupted the president. But where something came out, and I am, you know, I'm a passionate person, but I think of myself as somebody who's cool as a cucumber and tries to be sensible instead of ridiculous and, you know, screams things out at people, because I think you don't get anywhere with that. I think you get more with conversation. And Joe Wilson is that guy. He's a great conversationalist. We're hoping to get him on the show.
Oh,
I mean, he's just...
Now. Okay, no one ever in history ever heard of Joe Wilson, you know?
Right. But on the Hill he has. He's represented the people of South Carolina. I agree.
I think outside the Hill anybody heard of him. And if he hadn't have said that, everybody would have been talking about how beautiful and eloquent all these lies
No. I disagree with that. Right away, the Republicans called out Obama. I mean, Lindsey Graham was one of the first people to say that, who couldn't be a more moderate Republican in many ways. And he said it was atrocious, basically. He trashed Obama for what he said. So did Orrin Hatch. So did a lot of the Republicans. So they were going to go for the jugular anyway, because they thought it was the same much ado about nothing, that there was no specifics.
No one remembers what they said. Why? Because, you know what? It all is just a bunch of air coming out of their little mouths. That's all they've been doing their whole career is talking politics. This guy got up and if you read the transcript just a little bit later in the transcript, Obama says, we will call you out. So what Joe Wilson did was he called the president out first. And just before Wilson spoke up, Obama said that the things that they were saying about his Obamacare was a lie. He said it just like that. He was a lie. So,
Listen, I understand your point of view. You're saying, bravo, Joe Wilson, screw it. You yelled out, you lie, you stand by the man. And absolutely. I mean, that's the way you feel. You think it was a good thing. And you're right. It did, because there's so much conversation over the you lie thing, and it's become such a big buzzword. It's been, for him, for the congressman, it's been both negative and positive, because his opponent has now raised over $1 million, but Joe Wilson has too. So that's going to be an interesting race. And you're right. It elevated him because people didn't know who he was.
You know what, Kate? What I like about tonight is that I'm feeling you getting angry. You're angry getting to me, but that's what people want to hear.
I'm not angry with you.
Maybe
you
not.
You know, listen.
Passion.
Yeah, listen,
people want to hear an angry Irish woman, I'm telling you.
Listen, my friend, I think you make some made some excellent points. And what I like about you is, no matter what your point of view is, you always do some research on it. You pay attention. I wish there were more Tomases in the world who would pay attention to what's going on.
Stop right there. I got to tell you, I'm a married man, so, you know. Stop right there. You have a good night, Kate.
All right, thanks. That was funny. So the whole you lied thing, we've opened up that can of worms, of course, because today on the Hill, which was, I think, a complete waste of time, and it was more grandstanding, and, I mean, it was a layup, let's face it. Really, how would most of the Democrats vote for this? 240 to 179 to pass that resolution, basically ripping him, chastising him. Of course, like I said, a complete layup to do that. But a waste of time, in my opinion. A waste of time, because we've already been there, done that, been there, done that. He apologized right away. Unlike Kanye West, who, yes, comparing it is a little rough, and we're talking about the music industry and the sort of who cares, but he didn't apologize right away. Yet Wilson did do that. And I truly believe when Jimmy Carter says it was a racist thing that he did that, I think he is way off base. I think Jimmy Carter calling him out for being a racist is wrong. I don't believe that. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you. I'm almost married, so...
Well, I'm taken as well, so I was going to tell Tomas that I'm not on the market either, and you are. You're right. You're almost married, too. What's on your mind?
Okay. I don't know if you've ever seen the House of Commons in action, but when members of the other parties ask ministers questions, I mean, then, you know, the speaker will stop and say, okay, the right honorable minister of whatever, and then you hear the yelling. In the House of Commons, the speaker, who is voted by the members, stands up and, you know, in a very, you know, very respectful way goes, order, order, order. One of these days, I'm just waiting for the speaker to say, all right, would you SOBs shut the blank up and let him speak?
Oh, I think it's brutal. I mean, I think it's brutal. I think if I were there... I mean, this is terrible, and then you would break your rant, whatever it is you're ranting about, I would laugh.
I don't know if you've ever seen the House of Commons in action.
I have.
Okay, but we're in Britain. I mean, they don't have desks, and you see the speaker standing up with the wigs and all the tradition there. And instead of, you know, it being proper and British to go, here, 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 I'm like... Okay.
Exactly.
Where in the back of their minds, they're calling them a bunch of, well, we won't say anything, but you know what I mean. But I mean, and what Kanye West did was, as we would say here, déclassé.
It was, because to go and grab the microphone away from her, why would you do that? Go on stage in the middle of that? You know, if Joe Wilson had gotten up and jumped in front of the president, of course he would have been escorted out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But he didn't do that. He didn't even really, he screamed it out, but that was it.
Yeah,
and then moved on.
And I have this strange feeling it might cost West. Okay, obviously, I don't know, like, you and I don't know squat about the music industry. My attitude is, I like a song, I buy the CD.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that's either going to cost one of two things. Either people are going to say, hey, this guy's got chutzpah, which means, okay, let's go buy a CD or download a song from the internet, or he's got chutzpah, I'm not going to touch him, or his record company's going to say, look what you did, goodbye.
Yeah, I think it's going to hurt them. I don't know about it's interesting because the music company only cares, they don't care about controversy, they care about selling music. I don't know if that hurts in selling music. I don't know how many people will turn their back, but I know that a lot of artists, whether they were rock artists, whether they were hip-hop people, no matter what genre they came from, were really appalled at what he did, and they've been running to her defense because it was so awkward and ridiculous.
Right. And the other girl who won the award said, come on up and finish your speech.
I know, that was classy, and that's how she rolls, so I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with her, so it was good that she did that, but I think it could rain down on him. He said he was going to disappear for a while. I think he needs to do that.
How about disappear permanently?
Well, he's done some nutty things in his lifetime.
Okay, by the way, we should all celebrate because your Eagles won, my Giants won, and my Alouettes won, and we went to the game on Sunday. Woo-hoo!
Oh, you got to love that. The Alouettes. Go Alouettes. Thanks, Sammy. You take care.
Take care, gorgeous.
All right, coming up, we've got much more Stretch Drive here in the first hour of America tonight. We're going to talk about that Yale girl who went missing. Sad, sad story about Annie Lee. And now what the latest is on it. You'll be shocked. Stay with us.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Wouldn't you guys just love to really talk baseball with your wife?
And wouldn't you women love to stand toe-to-toe with your husband debating baseball issues?
Meet the Wolf Horse, the first family of baseball, hosts of Let's Talk Baseball on WebTalkRadio.net. Every week, Jill and I will make you laugh, make you think, most of all, we'll make America's favorite pastime come to life. Let's Talk Baseball on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, coming up, I said we would tell you the latest about Annie Lee. It's such a sad, sad story. Can you imagine? Poor girl, set to get married, disappears, goes into the lab building where she works, doesn't come out. They don't have it on surveillance tape. Once you hear this story and what it's looking like at this point. But before we get to that, I mentioned that Joe Wilson, the congressman from South Carolina, his wife cut this video that I thought was so good. It was so, and so powerful. Cause I don't know if it's cause I've been doing this for a while, but it's, I used to do television and then of course doing radio. You can tell when people are sincere. I think you really can. And trust me, this lady was so sincere. Her name's Roxanne Wilson. And here's what she said in response to what's going on with her husband.
Joe and I met at Teenage Republican Camp. I think I had a crush on him since 1966. And we didn't get married till 1977. Joe's a wonderful father. He adores his family. He adores the boys. The thing I'm most proud about for Joe is what he's done with his life. Joe's always had an interest in politics and public service. Anything he's touched, he's done well at. He works so hard. He's got an incredible work ethic. I watched the speech. Joe called me after the speech on Wednesday night, and I said, Joe, who's the nut that hollered out, you lie, or you liar? And he goes, it was me. And I said, no, really, who did it? I couldn't believe that Joe would say that. He is very passionate, and he's fighting the good fight, and he's been in the trenches about the health care plan. In the town hall meetings that Joe held, people were passionate. They're concerned, they're worried, they're upset. I think that's where Joe's outburst came from. But Joe apologized, and I'm real proud of him. And I'm very appreciative that the president accepted his apology. And I think the president has been very gracious to my husband in accepting his apology. My husband doesn't deserve the treatment that he's getting from Congress. Again, I'm very proud of him. He'll do fine. He's a great guy. And I love him a lot.
All right, so I love what she said, especially in the beginning of that. It talks about how they met, but she says, who was the nut that yelled that out? You gotta love it. Because I don't know, when they cut that thing and decided, you know, we'll put this together, I don't know that they would have, somebody that was trying to be real schmoozy and some PR type, I don't know that they would have advised her to put that in there. So, to me, she seemed very, very sincere with what she said. And can't you see that? Because she doesn't realize, at first you just heard that and you didn't know who it was. And then she says, who was the nut that yelled that out? I think it's pretty funny. So bravo to her, since it was real. She was keeping it real, I think, in that spot. And that race will be interesting to watch. The opponent, as I mentioned, to Hamas, has also raised a ton of money as a result. See, what's happened with Joe Wilson, his website even, it might be up now, but earlier in the day, you couldn't even get to his website, just totally crashed. And what's happened is there's people supporting Wilson and there's people bombarding him. His office is getting annihilated with phone calls. There are a lot of left-wing bloggers and whatnot who put out his numbers on Twitter and Facebook and all that sort of stuff and said, hey, this guy's a jerk, call the number and complain, or call the number and prank him and all this other sort of stuff. And then there's people calling that are supporting him. So between all of that, it's almost impossible to get through. And here's the follow-up on what I said is one of the more depressing stories. Here is just a couple of days away from 24-year-old Annie Lee getting married, and instead they find her in the wall of the university laboratory where she worked and on the campus of Yale. They found her on Sunday. They knew something was wrong because in the morning she'd showed up, she had gone to the lab, she had been working, and they never had on their surveillance tape, because they had a camera there, any shots of her leaving the building. What's happened as a result is they issued a search warrant and a body warrant for this other 24-year-old, Raymond Clark. And apparently, what the body warrant does is pretty simple. You collect DNA from the guy, and he's arrested if he doesn't comply. So if he says, no, I won't give the DNA, because they've got bloody clothes and stuff. If he didn't comply, like I said, they would throw him behind bars. So they've got these DNA tests. They say it could take a day or two. And then there's other people who have voluntarily given up their DNA samples. But he's a technician at Yale, and the police descended on his house. For some reason, they've got evidence that pointed them in the direction of this guy that works there, and they had a bad suspicion, I guess. And it's a limited number of people who had been in the basement of the lab where she disappeared, so it was process of elimination. They know everyone that was there, and they pass all the names on to police. And there may have been dozens who had access, but apparently he is one of the prime suspects, it looks like. They went over hours and hours of tapes, and they never, ever got any image of her leaving the building. So by going back and going back and going back and taking the dogs back with them, they finally were able to find her in that wall. Oof, just awful. And they haven't really even described the clothes that were found or any of the other things. They had the bloody clothing was found right above the tiles. They had a drop ceiling there in another part of the building, I guess. But, wow. So apparently it looked as though she were you know, it looked as though she was trying to fight off whoever it was. And she was a graduate student at a program, a former college, a collegist, what she was going to be, at Yale. And like I said, she was supposed to get married on Sunday in Long Island. And I saw such a depressing piece. I don't know what I was watching, where imagine this is a couple days away. So what are people thinking? Runaway bride. Oof, jitters. Let's hope it was just jitters or something like that. How could she have disappeared? And then all these things, all these people are coming in for the wedding, flowers, all that stuff. I mean, that's all ancillary. Who cares? The poor girl's dead. Except for that, the amount of people that were coming in, the amount of people who had plans, who then had to be told, well, wait a second, she's missing. And then the panic sets in. Is this, you know, is this something weird, or is, you know, is it cold feet, or, you know, what is this, you know, what's this about? So very, very, very sad, I think. Just a reminder, it doesn't matter where you are, you just never know. And I'm sure more details will emerge if they have the evidence to nail him, that DNA stuff. But it had to be sad. I mean, she was somebody who was very careful, apparently, knew about some of the crime that happened in that area at any university, and was pretty safe about what she did. She walked over to the research building September 8th, never left. She left her purse, her credit cards, her cell phone in her office, so something was definitely wrong. Speaking of wrong, quickly I'm going to throw this one in, too, since we're on crime here for a second on America Tonight. Hate to end the show this way, but just to catch up on a couple of things that we've been talking about a lot. The mother of a missing girl whose 20-year-old case the cops now say might be linked to J.C. Dugard, the kidnapping suspect, they're holding out hope that this girl might be found alive. So it appears that this scumbag kidnapped somebody else. But is she, you know, was she killed, or is she stuck, you know, hidden away somewhere else? You know, that apparently the police, in searching his home, found other connections with other abductions. But remember, they also found some human bones. So that's the scary thing. Who knows if they dig deep through the property, if they end up finding some bodies there. They're still sifting through tons of stuff. Debris, the lawn, all the other things that would entail, if you will. But very, very sad. I mean, already this idiot's not even a good enough word for him, but he faces 29 felony counts in connection with the kidnapping of J.C. Lee Dugard. And then imagine if now there are more young girls connected to this guy, but how many of them could actually be alive? Mm-mm-mm. Keep your kids close.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.